You know, you if you want to help the show out, just go to audibletrial.com. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you know what? Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. You know, you can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. And I'm a witness. I got one. I got a book, and it took about an hour, and it was read to me. That's all it take. It took. It was an hour. And you know what it was? I downloaded, what was this thing? After our conversation yesterday, I went ahead and downloaded some, I downloaded a book, because I was kind of curious myself about these, you know, what was being said. And I downloaded a book called Our Constitution, the complete United States Constitution. And I downloaded it. It was free. And I said, and I drove, and I did whatever with it. And then within an hour, I was through. And it went through all 27 amendments. They went through Articles of Confederacy, and I mean, they went through everything. So check it out, man. It's really pretty good. It's really pretty good. And once again, that was audibletrial.com/letstalk. And I have the link in the chat room. Anyway, so hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? Whew, man, I'm telling you, it's Thursday. That's right, it's Thursday. And boy, do I have a show for you today. Oh, man, I cannot wait to get started with this one. And here's the reason. You know, usually when I do my shows, I have a little script or a little, you know, note, outline of things I want to, you know, hit on throughout the show. Well, today, I don't have that. Y'all have that outline. And here is why I do not have that outline. Because as we go through the show today, what I'm talking about, what I will be talking about, will be demonstrated right there before your own eyes. So instead of me trying to really explain, I'm going to let you see firsthand how this thing is working. I know that's dirty, isn't it? But, you know, somebody's got to do it. And also, really pay attention. And here's why. Because now that it's about to be put out, A lot of people gonna go and run. They may run from this show today, but it's okay because you know what? It's gonna be out there. So if you're another host or what have you, hey, just play this back whenever you can, and you'll be able to check it out. All right. Anyway, so that's what we talking. Trolling for trouble. Woo! Yes, sir, buddy. That's going to be a good one. Let's see. We got Divine Design, the lovely one in the chat room. Then we got guest 712, 752. And then we go, of course, we got Kickstart Biz. Welcome to the show. Glad y'all here. And I do appreciate your support. And on the support right now, I got one in waiting. They're just living at this moment, which is great. Now, speaking of that, if you want to be a part of the show, you want to call in and listen, all right. So I want y'all to know that because it's one of those things where we need to do that. All right. Now that I have gotten that all out of the way, I have a special song picked today. I really do. And this song is for those that may be offended by the show today. I should leave this alone. I think I'm a back up and do something else. I think I should leave this alone. I'm not getting a good vibe about this. I see my chat room coordinator has joined the chat room. Hey, Antoinette. Yeah, hugs and kisses. All right. And boy, I tell you. But we gonna get into this thing. I'm not running away from it. Y'all know me. I'm not running. I am not running. You know, I'm a man about mine. All right. But anyway, let's get to the song of the day. And this is a special song for those individuals. All right. So here's y'all, those OJs with Backstabbers. Here it is.
Keep on.
Y'all know what? I like that song so much. I like that song so much. I'm telling you, that is a song for some of these people. I'm telling you, man. I'm getting reports that my voice is breaking up a little bit. I do apologize for that. I don't know. I have no control over that one. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yes, 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 yes. It's okay. Hope I'm sounding a little bit better now. You know, I was getting the tune in my ear right. Yeah, I was getting the tune in my ear right. All right, y'all. You know what? It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to learn something. It's a great day to be able to put some information out and receive the information. And regardless, if you got somebody trying to stab you in your back or not, you're good. Because you got that big old shield on, and nobody can stab you. Nobody can hurt you, because no weapons formed against me shall prosper. You get it right, get it right, get it right. Anyway, all right, y'all. I was just trying to do a little something, but all right, we good now. All right, so chat room. Let me give the yell out, the shout outs again. Antoinette, chat room coordinator, Divine Design. Hey, honey. And then we got guests, 781, 796, 801, 804, 808, Kickstart Biz, Pianchi, Robert Red Wine, and the Sales Professional Network. Welcome to the show, y'all. And then, of course, you're here on the switchboard. Hey, we got 0639314 and a couple of triple ones on the switchboard. I'm assuming they are waiting for their chance to get in. All right, y'all. So, once again, if you want to be a part of this show, and I would love for you to be a part of this show, just give us a call at 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right. Y'all know what we're talking about today. We're talking about something that everyone that has been not just on BTR, in a discussion room, a chat room, or anywhere where you have individuals that come in and just cause chaos, that just wants to talk about anything and everything except for what the topic is. And we have a word for those individuals. We call them trolls. T-R-O-L-L-S. Trolls. Now, let me explain to you first, you know, so everybody get a good understanding about this right here. What is a troll? Now, once I start giving y'all all this information, some of you are going to wake up to what's really going on out here. All right? Yes, sir, buddy. Troll, one who posts a deliberately provocative message to a news group or messaging board with the intention of causing maximum disruption and argument. Now, that's one. Let's see. What does this other one say? I think this other one's a little bit more. It says, one who purposely and deliberately, that purpose usually being self-amusement, starts an argument in a manner which attacks others on a forum without any way listening to the arguments proposed by his or her peers. Did y'all hear that? Yeah, do I need to read that one again? I think I do. Because, see, you got some individuals out there right now, and they do it every day on every show. They do. Because they'll tell you in a heartbeat, they don't mean nothing to me. I can care less, but they are on every show. Why is that? Because they are a troll. Just that simple. They are. Let me read it one more time. One who purposely and deliberately, that purpose usually being self-amusement, starts an argument in a manner which attacks others on a forum without any way listening to the argument proposed by his or her peers. He or she will spark such an argument via the use of ad hominem attacks, i.e. you're nothing but a fanboy is a popular phrase, with no substance or relevance, to break them up as well as straw man arguments. Whoa, there go to another word that we learned about a long time ago, straw man arguments. Woo! Which he uses to simply avoid addressing the essence of the issue. And you know why? Because he don't want to talk about the issue. He or she does not want to talk about the issue. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up like this. I'm going to tell you, that is what the book, the dictionary, or whatever you want to say, says a troll is. Now, we are talking internet trolls. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about no fictitious troll that lives under a bridge somewhere. We're not talking about those out there trolling in the boats for fish. We are talking about internet trolls that are a part of a network of trolls that end up being gang stalkers. We're going to get to the gang stalkers, too, because, boy, I'm telling you, this is a good one. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on my show today. I'm going to tell you. Since I am putting this out, this information out right here, If my chat room doesn't remain peaceful, I will be surprised. Oh, I'm putting that out there on you. And you know why? Because they think that they're hiding in the bushes somewhere. But like I say y'all the time, I'm a man about mine. So if you are the man or woman you say you are, and you wants to hide behind these different usernames, and you want to run and tell this and run and start that, go on and do what you usually do. Because I'm going to put you out there anyway, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It is time for us to stand up and tell these sick, narcissistic, sadist, psychopaths that we're not putting up with this bull crap no more. If they want to argue, if they want to come in and disrupt shows, tell them get their own show and they can all disrupt each other because we're not having it anymore. That's why you're being put out there right now. That's right. I don't care. Because see, what you fail to realize is you cannot hurt me. You cannot hurt the other ones if they decide not to let you in. But that's the little game you want to play. See, y'all have to understand, a troll is a very, very sick individual. A troll has many personalities. Don't think they just have one personality, because to be a successful troll, you have to be able to manipulate the individuals that you're dealing with. They'll call in and be just as nice. No, they'll call in and be just as nice. Until you no longer pay them any attention, then they'll go off on a rant. Then they start attacking. And that's what they want then, because you now are paying them some attention. So as long as you battle them back, they're going to keep coming at you. Yeah. Oh boy, I'm telling you, y'all don't know what I'm talking. Boy, I wish I had a witness out there today. Now let me also tell you what a troll is, internet troll is. You really want to know what an internet troll is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. An internet troll is nothing than a bully that attempts to bully their way into disrupting conversations for their own personal pleasure. But like I always say, when it comes to a buddy, you punch them back in their mouth and they just little wimps. That's right. Come on, Robert Redwine. You mighty quiet today. Come on. That's right. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. I'm not playing with you anymore. So you can gang stalk, you can attempt to come at me in sideways if you want to. I'm putting you out there, Robert Redwine, and your sidekicks. Where your sidekicks at today? Oh, everybody running because I'm putting you out there, huh? Well, I be doggone. And you know what's so bad about it? They go around and they attack people just for the heck of it. Not just attack them, they viciously attack people. And it's for their own pleasure. They are psychopaths. They are narcissistic. And to put it in plain words, they crazy as hell. They are crazy as hell. Because it amuses them. Now, don't think they're not, some of them not intelligent individuals, because some of them are very intelligent. Very. And that is what is used to throw you off. But once you start attacking that so-called intelligence, oh, then the real troll come out then. Oh, yeah, it comes out. But nobody wants to hear about that today, do you? And you know the worst thing about it is, it's not just one. They run in groups. Yeah, they run in groups. You know, they decide what shows they're going to go on, who's going to go on this show and star something, who's going to go on that show and star something. Oh, yeah. Always. Always. But we putting you out there now. And there's a whole bunch of them make the circuit around these certain shows now. And you wonder, they say, none of these shows mean anything to me. I don't care about anything. But every time you tune into a show on Blog Talk, they are there. Now, ask yourself this question. If you don't care about something, why are you always there? Makes you wonder a little bit, doesn't it? Because they are trolls. They try to be undercover. Because once you kick them out one time, they'll come back with another username. And then what else will happen? Not only will they come back with another, the group will start using one username, so you really can't pick up on who is who. But you can imagine, you can be guaranteed that it is one of those trolls. And it's like you being you're being worked on. You know? You're being worked on. Well, it's time to stop letting these individuals work on you. It is. You know, most of them are adults. They're not young adults. A lot of them are middle-aged adults. For what they want to call middle age anyway. And only thing they have to do is go around and start arguments. What does that tell you about the type of life that is being lived by them, huh? What does that tell you? That is pretty sad. Now, what will happen is, they will argue at you that you don't know anything about them. They will argue with you that you are beneath them. They will argue with you that you aren't anything. But it's not just, they're not trying to help you with anything. They're trying to get you upset. They're trying to have you develop a temper. And what will happen once you do? You begin to become defensive or argue back with them. And now, once again, they have accomplished their mission. They have. Now, you know, I'm talking trolls, but yet I'm seeing other things placed in the chat room. Imagine that. Oh, I'm sorry. My chat room is not lost, really. You know what? And that's one of the things I love about my chat room, because they are very astute, and they know what I'm talking about. But East Coast, since you asked the question, I'm going to tell you what this is all about. Here's what this is all about. You have individuals that go around from BTR show to BTR show. They're not going to contribute to the conversation. They're not going to give out any useful information. They are going to start chaos. They are going to cause as much disruption as they can. And here's what it is. When they cause that much disruption, the onus is no longer on the discussion. It's on whatever piece of crap they want to do. They want you to talk about. And you know what? We fall for it all the time. And you know what? You say, am I talking about the Jew? My brother. If that's the only thing you can think of, I think you need to call me offline. But anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, and as I said earlier, they are narcissistic, sadists, psychopaths. That really boils down to being a bully. Yeah, that's what they are. But don't, like I mentioned before also, do not get it twisted. They're not, many of them are not illiterate. They are very intelligent. They're very intelligent. Now, let me read this little thing. Encountering an internet troll can be a disturbing, even frightening experience for someone who has not had to deal with one. It can be an unexpected event, a strange twist that takes the discussion for to a whole other level. You are taken off guard and find yourself struggling to defend yourself instead of exploring a topic. Now, I'm sure we all think real hard. You realize that we've been a part of that a whole lot, haven't we? Yeah. Even here on my show, it's been attempted. Sometimes they come sideways. Sometimes they try and slip under you. Sometimes they roll it past over the top of your head. And when they really need the attention, they come directly at you. Yes. The troll doesn't care. They don't care. Trolls don't follow the rules or terms of service. They jump from one platform to one and one conversation to another, causing as much damage as possible. If they get kicked off a site, they'll try to return using a different username or a different computer. Did you just hear what I just said? Oh, did you hear what I just said? Huh? I know y'all didn't hear what I just said. Golly.
Welcome to the real world.
Woo! Let me go again. Trolls don't follow the rules or terms of service. They jump from one platform and one conversation thread to another, causing as much damage as possible. If they get kicked off a site, they'll try to return using a different username or a different computer. Trolls accuse and insult. Trolls needle you relentlessly. They love to flame others. They enjoy causing grief, making another person feel bad. Trolls will quickly move from serious discussion about an issue to a sustained personal assault. The goal of a troll is to disrupt an online discussion, picking on one person or on everyone who expresses a particular point of view. Trolls will also invade an audio podcast where people can phone in and ask the presenter questions. Isn't that something? Yeah, maybe it is. You know what, East Coast, you said that's most of Blog Talk callers. No, it's not most. It's not. Characteristics, you can't just say it's most callers. Because this is a special group right here. This is a very special group. Let's see. No, Mr. Talk, they are intelligent people care about others. Psychopaths have no empathy for others. Okay, thank you for that correction. They're intellectual. But to what extent? Now, I'm just putting it out there, man. I'm just tired of everybody having to go through it. You know, they're attacking individuals. Why? Because they don't agree with them. Why? Because they don't give them much attention. Huh. Well. Now, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, but without a doubt, they are agents. Some of them are paid by the government. I agree. I agree 100%, Antoinette. I agree. Now, what I'm about to do is open up a couple of phone lines. And let's see, who do we have on the line and what are they their comments on today's topic, trolling for trouble. Let me bring Mr. Pianki in, and let me bring 111 in. Welcome to the show. You got Mr. Talk. What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Talk. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Pianki. Thank you for asking.
I can't speak too much on that subject.
Oh,
on
okay.
Your topic today.
Oh. Oh, you have.
I hope it's not going. I hope you have something to go along with it.
Oh, you want something to go something? Okay. Well, you being honest, and I like that. Hold on for a minute, Pianki. Let me see if the other caller has anything to say. 111, you're on the air.
Yes, I do. I don't know how much troll or not. Am I a troll?
You tell me, like,
No, because some people have an opinion, and it's not the opinion of other people. That don't make them a troll.
Oh.
Because they don't like what's said, and then you got your little group. And then you have one little group that want to put it out but can't take it in. And then they want to get mad and want somebody to protect them. And let's take a vote to see who like the trolls and who don't. Or what are the trolls doing to harm them?
Let's take a vote and see, are you defending the trolls?
Excuse me?
Are you defending the trolls?
No, I'm not. I'm just giving my opinion.
You're just giving your opinion?
Yes, of what I think should happen. Let the people take a vote to see if they want. They like to poll the trolls. If they like the trolls, if they don't, then they can leave or stay.
Or what does that have to do with anything? You take a vote. Why? This is my show. I don't have to take a vote.
It's your show. That's why some people are over there because of the people that other people call trolls. And
let me ask you something, Mays. Do you know any trolls yourself?
No.
No?
Yes, the trolls that I call, the ones that I call, that I think call trolls, calling in with this nasty stuff, talking on the people's pants and saying all kind of unnecessary stuff.
Hmm.
And not holding a conversation with anybody. They're not disagreeing with anybody, or they're not trying to give their opinion on nothing. They just call in and say stupid stuff. That's
Whoa.
What I call the trolls. Those are the trolls that I don't want to hear.
Those are the ones you don't want to hear. Well, what type of troll you do want to hear?
Well, I don't consider anybody else as having a conversation with a different opinion than others. I don't consider them as being trolls. They're people with opinions.
Okay. Well, now, let me explain this to you. At no time during any of the explanations that I used did I say that you couldn't have a conversation with them. Because, as I say, some of them are intellectual, and they can, when they choose to, have a conversation. What I am talking about are the ones that call in, and regardless of whatever's being said, they're disruptive. They're picking fights. They jumping on one person. No, or Maze, like you do, when someone's talking, you keep sniping at them, and you really not saying anything important. You just snipe them at them. At
that's
people.
What I'm saying, Mr. Salt.
Oh,
because
and that's
they
and
don't
that's,
like what I have. They don't like what I have to say. You got some that don't like what they come in with these books and all these different kind of things nobody want to hear nothing about. And if you tell them it hurt their feelings and they don't like it, and you're a troll, and you don't need to be. You get blocked out, you get locked off, you get pushed off of a show. That's what I'm saying. Everybody should have the right to speak the way they should and these grown people talking, right? There's
now,
no children in this at all.
Now, I love the way you're bending in the corner. And
I'm breaking it down like it is.
And you're coming back. But what you're feeling, you still haven't recognized that they're not trying to do any of that, Mace.
Yes, they are.
I never said, Mace, I have no way said that no one has no one can speak their mind or have an opinion. I haven't said that.
What I have said is
a troll will come in and they are not about speaking their opinion. They don't care about speaking opinion. They don't care about anything that's going on the show. Only thing they care about is starting a bunch of mess, okay, chaos, arguments, and whatever. That's all. Because that's where they get their rocks off of. That's right. See, y'all want me to go street. I go.
Well,
that's where they get their rocks off. Say what?
How does the argument start? Unless you're disagreeing with somebody with your opinion and they want to throw it down your brain that you got to believe everything they got to say.
Maze, once again, did you listen to just what I just said? That is, that is the sole purpose of a troll, to start an argument. See, like you're trying to do right now.
My
but
purpose
I am
is not to start an argument with you.
Yes,
that's not what I'm trying to do.
Yes, you are. But
no,
it's okay.
That's what you're thinking.
I still love you, Maze. It's okay.
Is that like I said? If you don't want me to call your show, I don't have to. Just that's what you should have did. Some people I don't want to call my show and just be your man and say it like that and stop going through the rhetoric and be through with it. I'm just telling you
well,
the truth.
You
that's
know
the
what?
Truth.
Now,
that's, I ain't
now, see, now see, here we go. Like I said before at the start of the show, I'm all man about mine. If I don't want you calling my show, I will tell you do not call my show. And I will not take any of your calls. Now let's get that straight.
That's what I'm saying. You get hung up on. You get
No, what I'm doing is just putting out of something that needed to be said a long time ago. That's being whispered about, but nobody wants to say it. Well, hell, today my nuts are hanging real low and they big as hell, and I'm telling on everybody. Now, just the way you just called in and tried to deflect. What's really I'm really talking about is exactly what I'm saying. So everyone who's listening, Maze has just exhibited what a troll can do.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say anything. I'm saying what a man can do is tell the people that you're talking about, don't beat around the bush, come out point blank and say, you
okay.
call my show
okay.
and you disturb it and you change it and please don't call my show.
All right. Once again, as I said, an example of a troll. Because they don't listen to anything. The sole purpose is to try and discredit you or get you upset enough to where you will begin to argue with them, thus taking the onus off the original conversation. Robert Redwine says, you're not your whatever that means. Whatever you mean. Like I tell everybody, you know, I'm an easy guy. But dang it, sometimes it needs to be put out there. Like I mentioned before, this is nothing that, it's not a big secret who these individuals are. Everyone knows who they are. But no one will say it. But damn it, I'm saying it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yes, you did. You did. You did. Well, I'm not going to say no one. There are some individuals that will call these individuals out. But, you know, there's other ones that let them come on their shows. They disrupt them. They cause chaos. And then once they have successfully done what they chose to do, they're gone. At least for a month or so till they come back. Oh, man, look at my chat room. It is so quiet. You know, I mean, everybody is having a nice little conversation. East Coast. East Coast. You know, sometimes what you don't see behind the scenes, it's all good. I know my show been doing great. Hey, I got a good show. I admit it. I got a good show. I have a good show because I have great listeners. You know, I have great people who call in. But I do have those that are not about helping this show become good, become great, go to the next level. I have those that want my show to be a Jerry Springer format. Okay? And that is not happening. That's not happening. And I refuse to let it happen. I do. I refuse to let it happen. So, if anyone is offended by what I have said so far, if you have a problem with what I have said so far, get over it. Because I'm not taking any of it back. And once again, as I have told Maze a minute ago, and as I have told anyone else, I'm a man about mine. If I don't want you calling my show, I will tell you on the air, do not call my show. Okay? Let's just go on and put that out there. Let's put that out there. Well, East Coast, sometimes there are those that don't see it in the beginning, but eventually the light shall shine on the issue at hand. Oh, man. I know. I guess I shouldn't have went there today. I know. Truth will out. Hey, darling, long time. You know, I just had to get that off my chest. You know, so everyone is aware. You know, because I do have. Okay. What the
Well, you know, you are right, because I observe people call in your shows and do exactly the very thing that you was talking about. Maybe because it. Many of your topic is not harping about a lot of frivolous conversation on slavery, white supremacy, and so on. You know, you had the one series where you was commemorating a person deceased of historical background in the United States. And of course, some people added some others that was beyond the United States. That was pretty good. You brought a lot of information.
Well, thank you, Bianchi. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know? So, there's someone that said they understand what I'm saying. So, I know some of you will not understand. You know. And if y'all look in the chat room, y'all see it at work. Y'all see it at work right there. I hope you feel better, Mr. Talk. You have done a great service to the internet. I understand. I just don't care. Well, you just don't care. Now, if you notice, it didn't start until Milky Liquor showed up. Now, see, you notice why they're by themselves. They have to be quiet because there is no backup. But now we have backup. So now since we have backup, we got Troll Central in the house, I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. I know it's the Internet East Coast. I'm trying to show you what's going on. I'm trying to explain to you that at the Well, you know, but see, that's it, East Coast. They want you to fight them back. They want you to acknowledge what they are saying and what they are doing. That way, they're happy then. They're happy. Well, it is what it is. You know what the best way to deal with a troll? You know what the best way is? Just ignore the hell out of them. I'm going to start putting a sign in my chat room that says, don't feed the trolls. That's what I'm putting there. Don't feed the trolls. But you know what? I have for a long time dealt with them. I have dealt with them a long time, and I know how to handle them. Now, maybe it's because of my military background or what have you, but I know how to deal with them. I do. And it's so easy to deal with them because they're so damn smart. They don't know their own damn self. See, watch this. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. It didn't work. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Now. You said kick you out. Okay, you're gone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am having so much fun today. Yeah, uh-huh. Well, it's okay. It's all right. Y'all come back under another name.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, see? That's all I got to do. He sounds like a little boy. Yeah, well, you going to lick somebody else's milk because you're not getting none of mine. All right, I'm through. I have said what I needed to say. I've exposed who I needed to expose. Now y'all see how it worked. That was my purpose, to show you how it worked in action. In action. In action. So now they are assuming that I have given them power because I've done a show on trolls. But at the same time, they have exposed themselves as to who is who. Isn't that such a wonderful thing? How it works all out in the wash. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I feel so dang on good right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, anyway, I got another caller with their hand up. I'm going to answer their call also. Hello, 111, you have Mr. Talk. What's going on?
Mr. Talk, you sound so happy today.
Like, I'm feeling wonderful.
Like,
hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, well, I guess I hung up on him again.
You know,
anyway.
You did, 'cause you can't take the conversation. That's a scary man way of doing stuff.
Who? Say that again. Say that again.
Why don't you let the person you're talking about have a conversation? Well, I'm going to take a vacation from your show for a while because I've seen shows come and go. Nothing new to me. I'm going to sit back and listen, but I won't be calling. The right to speak, and it's being taken away for some people, so I just sit back and listen to what's...
Bye-bye.
Well, sit back and listen. You know what? This is hilarious. This is hilarious. I think I only called, I only said a few things. I really didn't call any names of a couple. And wow, the whole conversation has gotten twisted. You know? Now, so what does that tell me? It's simple. It tells me I must hit a nerve somewhere. So... I already know what's about to happen. Don't think I don't know. I already know what's about to happen. Oh, they're going to come in full force. And as they come, they will leave. It's such a great thing. It's such a great thing. But anyway, I'm through with it now. I'm through with talking about that now. Let's move on to something else. I think I spent hours, a good hour talking about it, and it is everyone is aware of what's going on. Now, if you don't, you know, you can always go and do your own research. And if you do your research and you go to some of these shows, you'll see exactly what's going on. You know, and all I'm saying is just be true with who you are, you know, be true. Oh, I forgot another one of the strategies is if, you know, they know a little personal stuff about you, or they will try and use it against you in whatever, because you will often see that, oh, Mr. Talk must not have taken his meds. Oh, Mr. Talk, PTSD. Well, you know what? Whatever. Whether I take it or not, I'm going to be me. See? So I'm just putting it out there. So if they know a little bit something about you, they'll come at you that way too. They will. Let me see who I have here. 770.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. Talk? We had a nice conversation yesterday, I think.
Yeah, we did. How you doing, Sarge?
Fine, thank you, and yourself?
Look,
I was just hearing you mention you had a military background, and one of the things they taught us in electronic warfare when you were being jammed, you're getting signals getting distorted by enemy activity, was you was to the maximum extent possible, you were to continue with normal transmissions so they wouldn't know how effective they were being. However, that's a problem. There's a problem doing that with trolls. And it's like the old adage goes, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth gets a chance to buckle on its boots. So the problem with trolls is these people are dangerous. They are malicious. They are frankly malevolent and evil, and they will tell every manner of lie they can think of, and many people will adopt them as the truth. And like you just had a caller a moment ago who just called in and said that, well, you know, you're denying people you have the right to freedom of speech and you can speak. And I just like to tell her and all the other callers, not on Mr. Talk Show, you can be all manner of tyrant or dictator if you wish because you own the show and you get to control the content. But see, a lot of these folks, they have no concept of what private property is because they're liberals, progressives, and Marxists. And they don't know what private property is. They don't think there's really such a thing as private property rights. Everything is subject to their expropriation as they wish to expropriate it. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
The First Amendment
applies, and freedom of speech, as we understand, applies to the government, not restricting it, but not private individuals who have a radio talk show. It's hard to get it across to these people, these trolls and others. I mean, at least I don't know about you, but for me, this is the eternal battle in which I am engaged, which is why I am a conservative, because I'm trying to conserve these principles. They are vital if we wish to remain a free people, people who believe in liberty and not arbitrary and capricious government control. But see, they don't want to change all that. They want to have a government of elites, and they'll decide what's good for us to have and to own and how it should be distributed, to include the right of speech, to include the right of free private property, to include the right to determine how you're going to run your radio show.
That is so right. Ooh, wow.
And let me give you a perfect example of the sort of disinformation technique that these people do. It's very choice of a. Right now, you got a guy in the chat room saying, Sarge is king of the trolls. Maybe he's just kidding. Maybe not, but it's hard to tell with these people. It really is. It's hard to say, you know. I mean, it really is hard to know when they're kidding and when they're not, because they're really one big joke. Almost everything they would be a joke, by the way, if it wasn't so serious and didn't have such deadly implications.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know when they're kidding or when they're not.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're right, you don't. Now, you know, some say, well, you know, I'm just kidding. You know, y'all are so serious. But no, usually sometimes what they say, they mean it. You know, like you say, some of them, you know, they're joking. But when you come to a real troll, they're not joking. Their main purpose is to disrupt and cause chaos.
Exactly. Because, like I said, many of them are in the camp of liberals and progressives, or at least libertarians. I mean, you don't get any further to the right than libertarian. And these are the people who want to radically transform the society. I mean, I've had experience with them now for about 9, 10 years, and I think I can safely make that assessment. I mean, I've been dealing with them this long. I mean, I know what they're doing. People say, oh, don't go overboard. It's not really that serious. Oh, yes, it is. There's some form of radical or other. And believe me, they don't want to conserve nothing. They want to supplant everything and turn it upside down because they think it's all wrong and needs to be restructured from the bottom up.
Okay, so basically what you're saying, Sarge, is most trolls are liberals?
Progressives, liberals, Marxists, cultural Marxists, some variation or species thereof. Many of them are aligned with the racial industrial. See, you got to say, the homosexual activist movement, there are so many components to radicalism these days. They have so many branches on the tree. I mean, they're like big oaks. You know, they got one central oak, which is Marxism. That's basically where it all stems from. Marxism and a sort of, anti-intellectual, Rousseauism. But from the Marxism, it branches out into all sorts of things. Ethnic nationalism, racialism, the racial industrial complex, homosexual activist movement, sexual activism, radical feminism. I mean, all of it, but it all comes back to a common tree. And a common tree is essentially Marxism and communism. You got progressivism, socialist, Fabian socialist, a whole bunch. And then when you try to point it out to them, well, this conspiracy theory. No, it's not conspiracy theory. Read what they believe. The Communist Manifesto pretty much succinctly delineates what they intended to do, and they've accomplished many of their goals, in case no one has noticed. I mean, I have. But if you read what it says, what they intended to do when it was first published, they pretty much accomplished many, if not all of them, and they're working on the rest. But they all got many things that are in common. But what's funny is how they often come into conflict with each other. Because, see, you got to remember, totalitarianism and essentially won't tolerate competition of any sort, even when it's people they would normally be allied with. Like, for instance, you can see it playing out now with the immigration thing. I mean, like, you got this new bunch of partners that the Democratic Party and liberals, progressives are trying to court. That's the undocumented Democrats and undocumented liberals and progressives that are coming into the southern border. Well, they want to court them now, and essentially they're going to take their current, their traditional pet mascot group, which is black people, as victims, especially when you consider them as victims, as a victimized, victimhooded group. Well, they're going to take that group now and kick them to the curb, take them out of the dance, throw them under the bus, and they're going to court this new bunch. And now they got one of their key constituencies in the racial industrial complex, black people, upset at the possibility, not even the fact that it's happening, but the possibility that these illegals are going to start scooping up a lot of this federal money that they ought to be getting. Because after all, they are citizens after all, and they're the ones that traditionally should be getting it because of the 400 years of oppression, victimization, and racial grievance. But now they got to worry about a whole new group. But these two groups normally in the past were at least somewhat or absolutely allied with each other, but now they're fighting with each other. Oh, they're going to be. They're going to be. I see the pending clash. It's coming. It's going to be here soon.
Okay. Well, let me, since we on immigration now, and yeah, that's a nice segue. That's a nice segue there. Now, see, I was watching a little thing about border wars the other day. And, you know, some of them individuals, they're not just coming over to come. They have family here. They have married citizens of the United States. You know, they have actually had children. And they're just going, they're trying to get back. And most of them are multiple offenders. In other words, you know, they've been here before. They, for some reason, they got caught, deported back, and they've come back. And my thoughts are this. If that's the case, and we're advertising that we are the land of milk and honey, and we call ourselves the free world, why are we going through all this?
Well, what you're speaking of now is not quite in the same league as what's going on with the current controversy. I mean, what you're talking about has been going on for a long time. For instance, right. Obama's very own putative uncle, Onyango Obama, was ordered deported 8 times by federal immigration judges, and he didn't get deported. Until, you know, they finally stepped in recently and declared him a permanent resident, essentially. But he'd been ordered deported 8 times. Nobody kicked him out. But, yeah, but that's something that's been going on for a long, long time. But what's going on right now on the border is these immigrant children are supposed to be covered by the DACA Act, Unaccompanied
right.
Children Act, which, by the way, is only supposed to extend to children of whom our borders are non-contiguous, and they have to, too, be victims or possible victims of sex trafficking, not poverty, not war, not refugees from war, but the law specifically says sex trafficking. That's supposed to be the exception. And finally, These children cannot have relatives already in the United States. They have to be completely unaccompanied. That's what they mean by unaccompanied. If they got relatives in the United States, they shouldn't be qualifying under the DACA Act. However, that's not going to stop a lawless creature like Barack Obama from simply imposing his will with his cell phone and his pen and just doing what he feels like, and a supine Congress will pusillanimously allow him to get away with it. And that's what's going on now.
Well,
the immigration problem, to put it mildly, is variegated. I mean, it's got so many aspects to it. Look, the bottom line, I'm not talking about the sob sisters and the fellow travelers and the imbeciles who simply don't know any better. I'm talking about the people who are the activists, the people like in La Raza, La Mecca, Atslan, all these activist groups from below the board. These are the people who want to fundamentally transform America. I'm talking about the activists here. These people, they know what they're doing, and they know what they're doing to go about getting what they want. They're going to turn Arizona, in the short term, they want to turn Arizona and Texas blue. When they turn Arizona and Texas blue, the electoral map will be so changed that Democrats, progressives, liberals, cultural Marxists, and others will never have a problem getting elected nationally again, ever. They will control the process in perpetuity.
Well, you know what? And that is something I don't think will ever happen. Especially the turning Texas.
I would hope it's not likely, but I can definitely see it happening. It's not likely to, because so many people are up in arms about it. But look, people were up in arms about homosexual marriage, even the notion of it 20 years ago. It was insane. Look where we are now.
Well, that's true. But you know what, Sarge? And I think that is part of the problem they're having. One of the underlying reasons why they don't want these individuals to come into the country, not because, you know, as a lot of people are saying, they don't take jobs and we don't have the health care. It's because it's becoming a political thing right now. It is. And, you know, with the midterm elections coming up, no one wants to be said that, well, we let so many kids in and we didn't. And the other thing is the Republicans are actually scared that they will vote Democratic.
Republicans
as
presently constituted, Republicans are insane and they're mad. If they actually think this bunch of immigrants who are being led astray by the Pied Piper Democratic Party, promising them everything under the sun, the Dream Act and all this, if they really think that the classical message of the Republican Party, I'm not talking about this current bunch, but the classical message has been understood, you know, hard work, opportunity, individual initiative, is going to hold sway, they got to be mad. They're literally committing political collective suicide. But they're insane. I don't know what to say about them. The Republican Party, not only is it cowardly, ineffectual, and feckless, they're insane. I don't know what to do with them. You know, I mean, of saving grace, the Republican Party, at least they're not destructive to the extent the Democrats are, which they are actively destructive. They've been radicalized. They've been taken over by radicals. I mean, I'm not sugarcoating it. Radicalism is their métier, their bête noire, their raison d'être. That's what they're in business to be. Let's make no mistake about it. Then Republicans are just not worthy of being considered opposition to them.
Wow. Whew. Man, I'm telling you.
Like I said, man, like, look, man, I'm a conservative. That's what I am. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people think I'm crazy, too, and I'm insane and deluded and a handkerchief head, inauthentic, servile Uncle Tom, but I could care less. I'm telling you what I am. I'm a Declaration of Independence constitutional conservative. I'm going to be that from now on. I used to be a liberal once. I was a liberal and a Democrat. I was a liberal. I know how it is to be brainwashed by these people. They had me by the nose. That's why I know what I'm talking about now. I've been in both camps.
You've been in both camps, huh?
Been in both camps, and I don't want to go back again. I ain't going back. Once you've been, like they say, if you had black, you ain't going back. Well, I didn't have conservative, and I ain't going back.
If you've been in both camps, you know basically they're the same team.
No, conservatives aren't the same thing. Maybe Republicans and Democrats is an argument for that. But conservatives and radicals, progressives, No. See, conservatives are still capable of linear reason, rationality, empirical observation, and everything else. See, radicals have to deny all that. And I don't have to make nothing, I don't have to say nothing else for proof of it. Then Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, rest my case in the story. Nothing more to be said. That's it.
Well,
now, you look who lined up on both sides of that issue, what they said about it, what the evidence was, and if you still think there's any doubt, then nothing more I can say. I can't convince you. Can't be done.
Well,
can't be done.
You know, I said the verdict was what it was. It was what they said in the beginning, and the evidence led that way. Of course,
but you see, the people on the other side absolutely denied. See, they didn't. What they did was absolutely not speak to the evidence or the empirical data or anything. They absolutely refused to acknowledge it as an important factor in the verdict or anything else. They spoke to a narrative of oppression and discrimination and tyranny and murder of black men and on and on and on. That's what they kept saying. Didn't have things to do with the evidence that was presented at trial. In fact, if you refer to the evidence at trial, they call you stupid, a racist, a tool, whatever. I mean,
whatever.
This was concerted. I mean, it wasn't just like it was incidental.
Right.
I mean, it was a whole argument of these people. Whereas we, who clearly saw Zimmerman as being in it, would constantly refer to the evidence. What was introduced at trial, we referred to the law, we quoted the law. This element of the offense is necessary to be proven in order to convict someone of this in the state of Florida. And we say it over and over again. That doesn't matter because everyone knows what Zimmerman was thinking. Cause see, one thing about liberals and progressives, see, they can read people's minds. They know what they're thinking. And they can tell you precisely what they're thinking. Like, that's better than a Vulcan mind mill like you see on Star Trek.
Right.
I mean, they can pick up your thought patterns right through the air. And they knew. When Zimmerman saw Trayvon Martin, they knew that he intended to murder him that night. And they'll tell you precisely why they knew. Because of 400 years. But 400 years, everyone knows 400 years. You look at man, that black man, got right away, got to kill him.
Got to kill him. There you go.
Got no other option. You see the black man with the hoodie? Immediately. You got a gun on. Oh, first thing comes to your mind is murder that black man immediately.
Wow.
Now, clearly, that was the core of their argument. Now, you tell me what else could they have possibly meant in their arguments.
There was nothing else because that was the basis of their argument right there. It was. You're right. But hold on. Hold on. Let me bring this other call in, okay?
Yeah.
Let's see. 708, Big Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. I want to ask this man, Mr. Todd, what is your name, sir?
Sarge, you call me Sarge, sir.
S-A-R-G-E,
Sarge.
Sarge, okay, Sarge. I've been waiting to ask you somebody this all my life. These three questions you said that you were part of, you once was, and I would like to know, what are they? What is a radicalist? You talked about that.
What is a
radical? First,
a radical? Yes, radical.
A conservative? And wow, I can't believe that. It slipped my mind the word you said. A liberal. Who are those people? What are they?
The root word of radical is essentially means root. You know, it comes from a Latin word that means root. And what radicals seek to do is to go to the root of something and uproot it, destroy it, take it out, eliminate it. That's what radicalism is. See, radicals are essentially opposed to the notions of this country and the Declaration. The Constitution, the Declaration, the rule of law, American common law has been established. And that's what a radical seeks to do, to supplant to the extent that they can what exists and replace it with something that in many respects is completely opposed to what they're replacing. Now, the next thing you ask for, what other definitions you want?
Oh, man, you said you was once a liberal? And
yeah, I was a liberal. Yeah, I was a racialist, man. We had this brother named Stan. See, and Stan was a black Muslim. He was like a 3%, 5%er. And Brother Stan would get us young boys together, you know, 14, 15 years old. He'd harangue us about Nation of Islam and Dr. Yacoub on the island of Patmos and... Yeah, and how white people were grafted from the whole thing, man. I was swallowing all hook, line, and sinker. I don't know if that's really so much liberalism as it is like cultural nationalism, sort of black national. In fact, they're kind of conservative in many ways. But it was a step from that to adopting much of the liberal planks of that were coming out from the liberal, the whole liberal ethos that was going on in the mid to late 60s, you know, like the student free speech movement at Berkeley campus and, you know, the Weather Underground and the whole – it wasn't until I went into Army that I got rid of all that stuff. See, I was able to abandon most, if not all, of that stuff. But before that, man, they had me going, man. I was, but classical liberals are what I am, really. Classical liberals believe in the most of the notions of the Enlightenment, which many of the founders adopted. Not all of them, because a lot of them are kind of radical, too. But I'm talking about the things that the founders, framers adopted, which they incorporated somewhat into the ideas behind the Declaration and the Constitution. I'm a classical liberal in that sense. I mean, I think that's really what liberalism is supposed to mean, but what we've taken liberalism to mean today is people who believe in a leftist sort of philosophy. They're on the left side of the spectrum. They believe in redistribution of wealth. They believe in things like, to some extent, radical feminism and homosexual marriage and all these kind of things that liberals tend to love. You know, the environment, environmentalism. Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, and global warming, and you name the typical things you hit as you fall out of a liberal tree, all the liberal branches you fall on the way down, that sort of stuff.
All right, gentlemen, hold on. We got to take a short break here so I can pay some bills and make some money at the same time. All right, so after the commercial, we can continue the conversation, all right? All right.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/letstalk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
Y'all, that was audibletrial.com/letstalk. And let me tell you, man, I'm telling you, I tell you, they have some titles for you, you know, because I had to go through there and check out some things. And like I said, you know, I got this book called Our Constitution, you know, Our Complete Constitution. And man, I'm telling you, within an hour, we had gone through the whole Constitution, all 27 amendments and everything. So, you know, it's such a wonderful thing. And if you go there, you get a free 30 days and you get a free Audible book. I mean, that's wonderful. You know, I mean, they have titles like business, classics. Some of you, for you freaky people, erotica, sexuality, they got fiction, history, romance, mysteries, thrillers, sci-fi, and fantasy, self-development, kids, young adult, you know, just all kind of categories, you know, all kind of categories. So, hey, go by there and check it out. They really are, and you're seeing it everywhere. So, you know, to help support the show, stop by there and get your free 30-day trial, all right? That's audible.com. audibletrial.com/Mr. Talk. I'll go ahead and place that in the chat room here in a moment. All right, so check them out. It's outstanding. Now, we were discussing liberals and radicalism, and, you know, we had Sarge and Big Chris on the line discussing it, so I'm going to open up their line so they can continue on with the conversation.
All right, yeah, Chris, I was just wondering, Dr. Talk, did Chris want to add something else or ask another question to that? Because a lot of people really misapprehend. So many people actually believe that fascism and Nazism is a right-wing conservative philosophy, when nothing could be further from the truth. If you know anything about Nazism or fascism, it's not even possible. You could say they're conservative ideas. I mean, it wouldn't even occur to your brain, unless, of course, you're just being dishonest. But liberals always do that. They always say that conservatives are like Nazis. when in fact they're like Nazis. It's like what do you call it? What do they call it? Projection. That's what it actually is.
Wow.
Only someone who either knows nothing about Nazism or National Socialism, which is, by the way, look at the name, National Socialism. Okay? I mean, right there in the title, but I guess that don't mean nothing. But anyway, they will say that Nazism is like what conservatives believe. And they call conservatives, like Rush Limbaugh, right-wing Nazi, which is an oxymoron from a moron.
Wow.
Well, radicals would be like the desegregation of public schools. Many blacks are conservative in their social ideas. I'm a conservative, physical conservative. And as I put in the chat room, I'm mildly liberal. I'm liberal that I respect affirmative action if it's used right, but I'm totally against lifelong welfare. I think that people, when they're down on their luck, they should have assistance in order to get back on their feet. But to use that as a lifelong crutch, I'm totally against that. On foreign policy, I'm against intervention, as we've seen. And I really don't, in coming to the parties, the Republican and Democrat, when it comes down to foreign policy and intervention, the two is basically the same, especially as they view some ideology. Like you see the thing that's going on in Ukraine, as we have seen the repercussions of Afghan and Iraqi wars, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But a radical could be labeled just like Sartre said, somebody who wants to change things entirely away from the way it has been practiced, even though it's against the law. Much things that was imposed upon black Americans were illegal in effect. You just did not have the law authorities enforcing the law the way they should have been afforded to black citizens. So anyway, I drop it right there.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. You know, actually, if y'all realize, a lot of the different amendments and stuff that were being passed in the 1920s and 30s and 40s had a lot to do with communism. I know some people are just going to say, yeah, right. But actually, it did, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, communism played a big role in defining this country. You know, but I had a question for you. East Coast said, what is a Nazi? What is a Nazi? You know, is there a specific definition, or is there a general description, I guess is the right word?
Well, the original definition of nationalism, the word Nazi is sort of corruption of National Socialist Deutsche Arbeit Partei, which is a corruption of it, the Nazi, you know, to shorten it conveniently. But it's the National German Workers' Socialist Party. That's what it means. And if you look at the platform of the Nazi Party, it's developed in by the Nazi Party over the years of its regime. When Hitler was seeking power from the 1920s until he underwent his transformation, of course, after he failed in the beer hall putsch in an attempt to take over the government of Bavaria, and then he decided to do it through legitimate constitutional means after he got out of jail when they convicted his ass for treason, when they should have hanged him, and they didn't. But anyway, he got out of jail after being convicted of treason, and then he went to do it through legitimate constitutional means. They developed a platform. And I swear to God, if you read their platform, I'm talking about the Nazi Party platform, it looks like what a lot of liberals believe today. I mean, they talk about quotas in colleges for Aryans. They talk about things like, a fixed living wages. They talk about respect for environmentalism. They were dead set against abortion for Aryans anyway. They were all for forced abortion from the lesser races. But for Aryans, they were against abortion. But in that respect, they were for abortions for everybody that wasn't an Aryan. But in so many respects, if you read their platform, I'm not talking about what liberals say about it, trying to make us look like we're conservatives. Everything they believe is, in fact, what many liberals believe. And it's just astounding that they've gotten away with this lie and so many people have swallowed it. It's astounding.
Well,
let me give you an example. Let me tell you specifically what it says. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, Nazis had a war on smoking. They were, by the way, they pioneered very good research into the link between cancer and smoking. They were the real pioneers of it. So they did do good work in that respect, but they did declare war on smoking. They supported abortion for the lesser races, what they call the lesser races anyway, euthanasia. They were all for gun control, except for very selected citizens. They loathed the free market. I mean, Hitler hated capitalism and plutocrats, as you call them, plutocrats. He hated capitalism. He wanted a marriage between private industry and the government, which is what fascism is. He provided generous pensions for elderly people, which, you know, Social Security, kind of a German Social Security. He maintained a strict racial quota system in the universities. Campus speech codes were all the rage in the German universities. The Nazis led the world in organic farming and alternative medicine. Hitler was a strict vegetarian, and Himmler was an animal rights activist. Now, look, I know it's too easy to simply say that because of this and make some kind of facile comparison between what Nazis believed and what modern-day liberals believe. But it's almost impossible to ignore the innumerable parallels between what they believed and what these liberals are saying today. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it, and I'm certainly not going to let them get away with accusing conservatives of being Nazis. I'm definitely not going to let them get away with that. I mean, if you look at, you can go read Mein Kampf. Read what the Nazi Party platform, read the Nuremberg racial laws, which sound to me like a bunch of these racialists who are on your show, you know what I mean, black racialists. I mean, they're into this neo-pagan, neo-romantic mysticism worship of blood and soil. And then when black people add, a lot of these black racialists add another factor, the worship of the melanin and vibrations and harmonic convergence with the universe and all that, they sound like Heinrich Himmler in blackface.
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, just listen to these people. They got the ones that sound like Nazis. We conservatives don't sound like they do.
Wow. Go ahead, Chris.
Just say something. My comment first before my question is, you know, hearing and understanding and from what two callers just defined as radicalism, a radicalist, it sounds like whether it depends who you ask and it's a good or bad thing, sounds like Hitler was more of a radical person in the lines of...
understand. Every single conservative institution in Germany, Hitler was determined to eradicate it. The church, the Prussian aristocracy, the nobility, every single conservative institution in Germany, he wanted to destroy. He was a radical.
He wanted to change things because he was a strict vegetarian, Social Security for the elderly, done a lot of outstanding things. You mentioned a lot of things. Okay, great. We got that. He was trying to change things that was already set in place. That's all
he was not conservative. The point I'm trying to make, he did not want to conserve the traditional vital institutions in German culture and life. He wanted to. Right. I mean, Heinrich Himmler actually came up with the Lebensborn program, and in case you don't know what that is, that's literally human breeding farms for SS men and their selected women.
Yes.
My question is, I have a question about: Are there liberal Democrats, liberal Republicans, and do you think? Okay, wait. Do you think there's a possibility that there are religious liberal people that may
I'm not in the religious community
that are liberals?
Hold on for a minute. Ask that question again, Chris.
Okay. Is there such thing as a liberal Democrat, a liberal Republican, and are there religious leaders from different, you know, denominations that may be liberal as well, do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Democratic Party as a party has been hijacked by radicals. Now, that's the first thing I'm going to say, as a party. Look at the leadership of the Democratic Party. The leadership of the Democratic Party is a bunch of liberals verging on radicalism. And the people who are their immediate below the leadership are out-and-out avowed radicals. Van Jones is a communist. Obama appointed him to his cabinet, for God's sake. Kevin Jennings... Right. maintain links with the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, which has links with the North American Man Boy Love Association, and he appointed him to his cabinet as a safe school czar. Now, I'm not making that up.
All right, calm down,
sir. I mean, they're radicals.
Calm down.
So
I don't want to. I don't want them to blow a gasket now.
I'm just getting started with the number of people associated with the leadership of the Democratic Party. Bill Ayers was a former member of the SDS who, in a meeting by a sworn FBI undercover agent, said, "When we take over the country, we're going to have to kill 25 million American citizens to get the rest of them to come in line." This is one of Barack Obama's closest associates, probably the man who ghost wrote his book, Dreams of My Father.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. They
are radicals. They are radicals.
Wow.
What about Republicans and religious leaders?
What's that now?
He said, what about Republicans and religious leaders? That's what you said.
Yeah,
right?
Are they liberals as well?
Well, there are many liberal Republicans. Look at Susan Collins, Lincoln Chaffee, Olympia Snow, all kind of liberal Republicans out there. Robert has got his own coterie of liberals. But I'll tell you one thing for the Republican Party that I'll give them eternal credit for. When it came to voting for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, not one single Republican in the House or the Senate, not one, not even the most liberal of them voted for it, not one. It was all passed with Democratic votes, every bit of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, let's be honest about that one. That was, well, anyway, that was just, man, I tell you, that was a bunch of crap what that was. It really was. Because, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan had proposed basically the same type of program a couple of years ahead of that or the year before. So, you know, that was just spitefulness, more or less.
Yeah, but the distinction was it wasn't a government mandate, and it was voluntary. It was not. See, what they were going to do is remove the interstate restrictions against buying health care. So say, because you buy it like you buy automobile insurance, and it was going to be voluntary. It was up to you to do it or not. There wasn't any government mandate. There were no fines or penalties. Nobody was going to check upon you with IRS to see if you had a health care plan or not. See, with the Republicans, there was no government coercion. None.
And you know another thing, too.
It's all government coercion. That's the distinction.
You know another thing, too. You got that same radicalism that sits on the Supreme Court. If Roberts would have stayed with the issue of the Commerce Clause as it regarded to Obamacare or Affordable Health Care Act, then everything would have been fine. But he added the but in there and said it could be a tax. And that's basically what it is. One of his fine points is that it is a tax because many people will prefer to go ahead and pay the $95 penalty, which will increase as time go by the way, then get involved in, I mean, what good is an insurance policy if you got to have a deductible that's approaching and surpassing $10,000? Can you imagine somebody who's on a middle-class income or a lower middle-class income having to meet that and continue to maintain the rest of their household in aspiration for sending their children to college?
Of course. But look, Robert's decision was absolutely judicial activism because there wasn't a single word in the 2,500 pages of that law that said anything about a tax. It was all about fines and penalties. Roberts rewrote it so it would pass constitutional muster. He deliberately, in fact, he even put one of his sentences in his decision. I think it's on page 127 of the decision. It said, the government has no authority to order you to buy a health care plan. He wrote that. But then in the next paragraph, he said, but they have the right to fine you and tax you if you don't.
All right.
That's unbelievable. I mean, saying here, look, save me. Something's happening to me. I'm bribed. I'm extorted. I got to do this. Read his ruling, for God's sake.
All right, hold on. We have another caller that want to come in. So we're bringing in Mr. International. Good afternoon, Mr. International. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Good day, gentlemen. Good day, everyone.
Hey.
Good day, bye.
I just wanted to add a little something in the conversation. I was just briefly listening to the excitement in the tones of the voices. When you're talking about, or anyone's talking about, what's real and what comes later, you're talking about history, and you're talking about history through a session, and you're talking about history that is way beyond archaic. You're talking about absolute. And so that there's no way to determine the history of the African man and woman as elves and bays as they came out of Africa. So men and women that study the celestial, men and women think that are part of what's called New Age movement is very old. There is nothing new in this universe. It's just a matter of men and women not having all the proper elements to implement the process correctly. And so then you have these individuals that will come on and they'll say that these people sound radical like Hitler and things of that nature. But if you really research Hitler, you'll see where he got his study in from. And so these universities and the educational systems that were implemented in Germany originated out of Africa. These are all the teachings of the Asiatic elves and bays. And so when history gets plagiarized, of course, it's going to turn out this way, where you have these radicals that are using it for self-preservation, as we discussed yesterday. And as you hit the topics today, the only reason why the African was considered 3/5 of the Constitution was for two purposes. One was for taxation, and the other one was for census. And so when you have those two things that still happen today, so they can know how to tax you without representation under a nationality, which is 100% for Europeans. This nationality of the United States of America that was founded by their forefathers is not of our forefathers. This is a totally different entity. We never had houses that were divided. We didn't have two-party systems like that right there, where you have the Republicans and you have the Democrats. Automatically, that's a divided house. How can it stand? It can't stand because it's asinine in the way that it's set up. Everything that happens with government is based upon words. And if you do not know the etymology of words, then when you read their documentation in general theology, then you're going to fall under what's called that nationality way of thinking. But if you go in with a common sense mind, or you could even use a specific terminology to read their documentation, and you'll be better off. But when you have this general theology that you pick up based upon character assassination and all these other principles that they use based upon Sigmund Freud's theories and things of this nature, right, and Einstein's theories, no facts, no case has ever been made. These are all theories. So everything that this government does is operating on a theory. They collect a whole bunch of facts to try to make a case, but they still do not have the truth. And that's what the law is, the statutes, regulation, codes, et cetera, the codifications, geographical codes, whatever it is that they put together. And so what they do is then they sell you this garbage back and tell you that you need it to be a part of this nationality, and men and women suck it up. The gentleman was just stating something about the insurance and the deductible. Okay, study the Social Security Administration. You have a card in your pocket that you keep with you, which is called involuntary servitude, because you can never, ever get rid of that card. Even if you destroy it physically, it's going to follow you around for the rest of your life. You're carrying around the property of someone else. And they will deactivate the card, but they would always have you tied to the number. That's called involuntary servitude. You're carrying around something against your will. So when you research what the insurance policy is that number represents, it's called a 7702 insurance policy with the U.S. Treasury Department. And guess who the beneficiary is? The government. They get the dividends and interest. That's what they do. It's a 7702 insurance policy. And when they put it into the banks of the U.S. Bank Group, et cetera, it's called a 770 presidential account. So if you're going to be in their system, know that you're dealing with that and that alone, a system. And so when it's discombobulated and everyone's talking about that which is old and trying to talk like it's something new as far as black African men and women that know for a fact who they are, and they step forward and they say, well, hey, I have these mystical powers. I can break every single code as I have done, not only in the government, but in my own research about my people to further us along. So I have to not only know what the codes are that the government has created, but I have to know the creator who gave the codes to the government and what the government did with them when they flipped them. And this is what the study of an African man or woman should be, not a debate over the politics of a government that they should be trying to exit as opposed to trying to enter or get comfortable in it, because it's a fatty spirit that they're growing right now. A lazy spirit is what this government does. And so men and women get lazy in the spirit and they get lazy in the physical. Before you know it, they just die.
Well, I think, look, for me, it's a bit much for me to attempt to get into the essential natures of human beings and their relationship to the universe and the original intent of what they were supposed to be like when they emerged from Africa or wherever. Look, I'm an American citizen. This government, and that's what I am. I'm not interested in being an African citizen. I'm not worried about anything from Africa. I'm worried about the United States and my relationship with it. Now, I can appreciate everything, and I do, by the way. I appreciate every single factor that makes me the human being that I am, to include my genetic origins and everything else, both my Caucasian ancestors and my Negroid ancestors. All of them made me who I am. But here's the point I'm trying to make is this. I'm an American citizen. The American government works off a constitutional framework, first and foremost, and the common law document, which is the Constitution, then is further enhanced by common law decisions from the Supreme Court and the lower courts. And that is how our governmental constitutional framework is determined. Not from, I don't know, from this other stuff. I suppose there may be some influence upon it, but the primary influences upon it are common law decisions of the courts and the common law document that is the United States Constitution. So look, if Africans, if black people in America want to say that their mentalism is getting some kind of harmonic divergence and convergence and a substrata communication with the universe, fine. They pretty say all they want. But if you want me to believe it, you better give me some empirical evidence of it, and I ain't seen none yet. And so,
this
and I'm also saying that, look, one thing beauty about the United States, you're free to believe any bloody thing you want. I'm not telling anybody what to believe, and I never will. Never. I'll tell them what I believe and why I believe and why I think it may be better. And they can tell me why they believe what they believe and why I think it's better. And that's all that should be. Let people decide what to believe.
Right. But the thing about it is this right here. When you have a belief system, your belief system is based upon your choices. If you're given incorrect choices to believe, then you're going to always believe incorrectly in regards to what they tell you is correct because you don't have the correct belief system. And so when you're talking about documentation as it reflects to the Constitution of the United States, it's so far from a common law documentation that by you saying that the Constitution and these other documentations are of common law, that's so far from the truth. That
they are common law.
The reason why I say that because the Constitution comes from charters and articles of the Confederacy, and these, when you read the etymology of these right here, these are Anglo-Saxon Protestant documentations for a very specific group or race or class of men and women. And so at that time, we as African Americans were not considered anything but property. So as property, when you come over here, if you do not choose a nationality other than the one that brought you over here and then put you into bondage, then you are still a slave. Negro, the word black, it comes from the etymology of the word Toby, which means all slave. And so when you don't change your nationality and the mark of the beast that they have put on you is your name. Because anytime you're in their system and you operate under a European name or a system where you have had a birth certificate, a credit card, or whatever the case may be, and you use that name on it, you are making a declaration of your nationality, which is with them, and you don't do it on your applications. You don't put on there that you're white. You put on there that you're black or that you're African-American. And when you do that, you're letting them know that you're still a slave, and that's the reason why they mistreat you.
Well, sir, I've never been a slave. I've never been a citizen of any African tribe or any African nation. I've always been a natural-born citizen of the United States. I have no allegiance to any nation or tribe in Africa, nor do I have an allegiance to any nation or tribe or clan in Europe. I'm an American citizen. So, I mean, some of my ancestors, and not all of them, but some of my ancestors were enslaved when they were brought over here, has no bearing on me today. Because I wasn't born that way like they were. So I am not a slave. I am not. When I was born, I didn't have a choice about my allegiance. I didn't have a choice. Neither did you. Neither do the citizens of almost any country on the planet. When they are born, the sovereign nation to which they are born will then assign them allegiance. That goes for countries in Africa. That goes for countries in Europe. It happens everywhere. It's nothing unique. And by the way, when the Constitution was written, there were any number of freed men in the United States at the time it was written. And the Constitution was a rejection of the Articles of Confederation, not an acceptance.
All right, but I think both of you all are making some valid points, you know. As black people here in America, we have more rights, you know, honestly, here in America than we do in Africa. All right.
You have no rights at all in America. You have no rights at all in America.
Let me say,
you have none.
Can I finish? We have the ones that we have, whether it's 1, 3, 4, 5, whatever you want to label a number on it, whatever, and you know, put us in that culture has more than we do. We still have more rights than anywhere outside of America. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to live nowhere else but here. I don't want to go to Africa. I don't want to go to Brazil. I don't want to move them to Jamaica or Cuba. I want to stay right here in America. As crazy and as corrupt this place is, I'm staying right here. Now, the other thing is, what you were saying, yes, black people came here and took on last names as Ford, Smith, Johnson, Henry, Kathy, when those are not original names of those black people from Africa. They were probably Mazutu, you know, tribal leaders, or Chinkawasi was, you know, a
so why did they
African
keep the
name?
Name
to it.
Why did they change,
so
the,
that,
why did they change their
that,
name?
Okay, spirit.
Why did they change their names?
Because, that's what I was going to get to. They changed the name so the people that came here can conform to that society that they want them to be in. You know, so they want to change everything that they, you know, believed or
was
had.
Did they have a choice, or was it forced upon them?
It was forced. They didn't have a choice.
Okay. So if
wait a minute, Mr. International, today you can change your name as a freeborn natural born citizen and a person of majority age. You can change your name to anything you want. You can base it on the genealogical research of your African ancestors,
just,
and you can assign yourself
African
a name from the tribe, from
the
people.
When they got on them ships, they didn't know and ask questions. Hey, when I get over here, I don't want to be an Anderson Johnson. I want to keep my name. I want to keep my religion, and I want
to. You're free to do
live
so.
The way we live. They didn't have
you're
any.
You're free to do so.
Where are
you're
you free,
free
to do
to
that?
Do
are
so.
You free to do that now?
Yes.
Are you free to
do it now? You can go to county. You could. I tell you what you do. You could do your genealogical research. You could determine the nearest African ancestors in their locale, and you could assign yourself a name.
What I'm saying is, yes, we're free to do that now. Like I said, in certain countries. If I was a woman, I can't decide who's going to marry me, what religion I want to go to. If I'm a homosexual, I better hide from society. It's a lot of things I can't do in other countries.
I understand what you're saying.
To make a certain amount of money, I have to report. My leader in another country is a radical. You know,
I understand what you're saying, and that's what most men have to deal with.
The president of the United States here is not really concerned about being a radical, or any of the presidents. Not really concerned about changing laws or anything like that. They just concerned about making sure that everything runs smoothly, like the next president is going to do, the next president is going to do, the next president is going to do. Ain't nothing going to change. They just want to make sure everyone is comfortable. We're in a – America's – make sure America's a comfortable society.
And do you feel comfortable in America being comfortable under those conditions?
No, you don't have to be comfortable. I'm simply saying that.
I was asking
in
him.
The United
he can speak
States
for himself. I was talking to him. I was asking to present the question to him because he made the statement.
Right.
So allow him to make answer the question. Do you feel comfortable under those conditions in which you know the reason why America has done what they've done, even though you know it's not correct? Do you feel comfortable under those conditions?
I feel, let me tell you something. I feel a lot more comfortable here in America than I would do in Sudan, Somalia.
Have you ever been to Sudan?
Those other countries that...
Have you ever been to any other country to see how they live outside of America? Have you been to any other country other than America?
Yes. Yes.
And have you spent any amount of time there to see what the culture,
places that have
72 hours
fires. And you know what? It's like a lot of things that the news is saying in other countries, what they're doing, it might be a little souped up a little bit, but there's some truth to that. That women have no freedom of choice or no freedom of speech, or, you know, the men, they have no, you know, no higher education.
Do you really believe that you have freedom of speech?
Can I say something, Eric?
Did you know that there's an asterisk by what
yeah,
is called the freedom of speech, and it doesn't mean freedom of speech,
well,
but it's freedom
there.
Of opinion. That's why the asterisk is on there. This is the thing.
I mean,
you are
it's
you
not,
cannot
it's not
claim
the best
sovereignty.
Freedom here,
you cannot claim sovereignty anywhere unless you have a nationality. That's the reason why you have so many men and women going to jail claiming that I'm sovereign, and I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that. The only way that you can claim sovereignty is to have a nationality. If you claim sovereignty in the United States of America and you do not claim a nationality, then you're not sovereign. That's just the way the law is. That's the
United
way it's instructed.
United States citizen isn't
and
good
so
enough?
Thing, a United States citizen is nothing more than what you call a corporate fiction through the real property elements that are put on your birth certificate at birth when
exactly.
they register
so
you as real property.
No
as they register you as real property for income tax purposes, making you liable for what's called federal debt. And so right off the back with the birth certificate, that's a documentation that's certified through signs, through power of attorney, through the Register of Deeds office, which gets you into what's called real estate or real property jurisdiction.
Yeah,
and that word jurisdiction, when they put you there, you could never claim your nationality under those conditions. You could never claim sovereignty under those conditions. Why? Because you're not
that's
part of
I'm,
the nationality.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a nationality. I think...
Right.
I believe
you have one.
This
you have
true.
A nationality
right.
if you're walking
hold
around
on,
with a Social Security
hold
card,
on.
If you're walking around with an ID, if you're walking around with a driver's license, if you're walking around with any documentation that has what's called stress nucleus on it, which is your name in all capitalization, you are a part of what they consider to be a slave or the slavery system. You may not look
that's
at it because I say that slavery was abolished, but slavery took on another turn when they conquered the South, so to speak. And they didn't want to give up that power because, trust me, my brother, they did not end the war because they loved you and they thought that you were being mistreated as your ancestors were. So they ended this because it was all about the money. The South was making the money. The North was saying, we're not making no money and we're about to go ahead and collapse on ourselves. And the South said, so what? We're doing fine. And so they said, well, we're going to go down there. We're going to take what you got. And that's exactly what they did. And in the process of doing that, when they came out with, they lifted what's called military en masse. And that's when Abraham Lincoln came out with the Emancipation Proclamation, which was another form of slavery that took you out the physical military emancipation of slavery, and it put you into what's called the commerce or the transportation under the general's provisions. And that right there is what
well,
you're
let me
in
ask a
right
question.
Now in America.
What do you suggest?
Okay.
What do you suggest that black people do?
I think that every African American man and woman and child should claim their natural nationality, which is Islam. And I'm not talking about that crap that these Arabs have went ahead and plagiarized and piggybacked with the Caucasians so that they could have privileges
right.
in America so they can get the free gas stations, et cetera, for their descendants. What
free
I'm saying is
stations.
That when you
well,
go
let,
and
let me
research,
say something. Let me say something for the sake of the minute of the show.
Research the prophet Noble Drew Ali. If you want to know what real
I've researched Noble Drew Ali, but let me say something.
If you ask me a question, and I'm giving you an answer. So let me finish with my question. So if you really want an answer, I'm going to give that to you. I'm not a liar. I don't practice that, and I don't like wasting my time. If you ask me a question, allow me to give it to you, the answer. But the thing is, study the prophet Noble Drew Ali. Study the real Quran before it was plagiarized, just like Christianity was plagiarized for political religious reasons to go ahead and dominate. And so the Christianity that you have is the opposite of what it was in its original form. Study these things. Mm-hmm. These were elemental principles that we lived. There was no such thing as Christianity or any other religion. These were elemental principles of a divine nature that we lived. This is the genome makeup of the African.
All right, let me respond to that. Here in America, people are allowed the freedom to study exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you that black folks are not going to do that. So does that make them any less of a people, of a human being?
They are not going to do that. Before you can study anything, first of all, I mean, a person that's in a bed that can walk, talk, or move, or whatever the case may be, if you put the proper information in front of them, then they can sit there and they can get all the information and they can study to show themselves approved. It doesn't mean that you have
to do anything, but what you have to do is
you have got to declare that you are not a United States citizen under what
have you denounced your citizenship?
If you can renounce your citizenship, you know, I mean, you can go right into it.
You've never had it. You're not renouncing anything.
Right,
you would never be recognized
in
the Constitution.
You can do it in a legal sense.
You
now,
will never be recognized.
I'm
the only way
legally,
you can denounce citizenship
is
to claim
for
the nationality of the United
State
States of America as a European
and renounce your United States citizenship, and legally they will renounce it for you.
Only if you are, as I stated before, if you claimed the United States as your nationality, you can denounce it. And majority of the men and women, when they denounce it, is because of the corruption of the government, and they just You don't get any credit under the Constitution as an African, Negro, black man, or whatever you want to call yourself, an American citizen, because you feel as though your ancestors, they were Americans, so I'm an American, or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you what the Constitution says. I'm telling you what the Charter of the Articles
Now, wait a minute, sir. I want you to tell me what the Constitution says about citizenship. Because now you're making a statement of fact. What does the Constitution say about citizenship?
This is not statements of fact. This is a statement of truth.
No, you just did. You said you're going to tell me what the Constitution says.
Well, truth is subjective.
Tell me what it's not. I want him to know. He just said he's going to make a statement of fact. I'd like to know what that statement of fact is. What does the Constitution factually say in its text about citizenship, sir? Please answer the question.
I'm going to put it to you this way right here, and this is the best way I can get it to you.
I don't think you're
going to
answer.
Understand it. When it comes to the Constitution, it talks about citizenship. You have to look at what was going on